All right. This is Get Your Barbecue On the Podcast. You're here with your host, Ken Alexander, and the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones.
Here I am, and folks, my palms are sweating, and I am quite nervous showing up to this episode, this recording today. Ken's going to tell you why in 20 seconds, because I don't have it in me to explain.
All right, doctor. Well, for one thing we're going to be talking about today is burgers.
Yay.
Perfecting burgers.
The Krabby Patty.
The Krabby Patty, yeah. For all you SpongeBob fans. Yeah. So, we're going to be talking about the perfect burger. We're going to be talking about from classic to the gourmet creations.
Yummy.
All right. And so all of you barbecue enthusiasts, today, man, it's like a staple. You're talking about grilling. When you get out there on the grill, people, that's the first thing they think about is burgers, man. Mm-hmm. Burgers. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love a good burger?
I mean, you
say at home. I mean, if you have a family, if you have whatever, and I know mom or dad says, hey, today we're going to be on the grill. And the kids are thinking, whoa, are we having burgers?
Heck yeah.
Burgers today?
Yes.
Yeah. So everybody loves a good burger now.
We do. We really do.
A good burger. But so today,
yes,
we're going to turn the show around a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sort of like Bizarro World, you know, how like, you know, everything with Superman and different little. But anyway, today, actually what we're going to be doing is we're going to be testing the doctor.
I'm getting grilled.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, the crowd loved it too. Yeah, the crowd loved that
one.
So
we're going to be testing the doctor today. We're going to see what he picked up in Grill Master, Pit Master training.
It's only been 3 years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years. So today, we're going to talk to the doctor about burgers.
Mm.
We're going to find out what the doctor knows and how the doctor can help us cook the perfect burger.
Mm. No pressure.
Yeah. So, as your host, I'll be asking the doctor, you know, a few questions.
Oh, dear.
You know, yeah, yeah.
It's like Jeopardy all of a sudden.
Yeah, Jeopardy, or, you know, I'll be coming up. Well, doctor, is that your final answer?
Oh, no. Who wants to be a millionaire? Would you like to phone a friend? Can I phone a friend?
No.
Sir, who would you like to phone? Ken? At Ken's Hardwood Barbecue?
You're on your own, doctor. You're on your own.
Drats.
and burgers, man, they're really important, you know. And I, of course, I have a burger story for sure.
Yeah.
You
want to share your burger story before I get grilled?
I'm going to share my burger story, you know. When I was cooking burgers, I was a young lad.
Like how old?
Yeah.
Like how young?
Well, I think I was probably early high school, something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Could have been middle school.
All right.
It was junior high back where I'm from. Was junior high.
That's what they
But anyway, yeah. But I was on the grill. Mm-hmm. You know, we're cooking burgers.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, she makes the patties, and you know, I'm out there on the grill cooking the burgers.
Nice.
And you know, I'm just out there doing my thing or whatever. And you know, I did something that you should never do cooking burgers, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, I took the spatula and smashed it. You know,
you smashed the burger.
Smashed the burger, man.
And all those juices just came they right just came on out.
Right. And,
dry
you
burgers.
Know, yeah, I took the burger in and I took my mom, and my mom looked at me like, what did you do? You know? So my mom, she likes hers juicy and thick, you know, the burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, and she packs the flavor in with seasoning. So she takes seasonings and everything, puts them in the burgers.
Oh.
But, you know, they were thick when they went on the grill, but they weren't that thick once I smashed them all up and everything. So
paper thin.
Yeah. So she's like, what did you do to the hamburgers? Anyway, my mom, she's, you know, she likes it, but she's, once she gets the burger, you know, she's simple, as far as not putting a lot of stuff on the burger. She likes mustard on the burger.
That's
like,
it?
Yeah, sort of like the really the that brown mustard. I mean, one is that they're famous for at White Castle's.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
have
yeah,
a
yeah.
really great mustard over there. But just mustard on the burger, get it on a bun, toasted bun, and, you know, that's a really good burger.
That's what she likes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an easy, but that's an
do
easy
not
burger.
Smash it and do not run all the daggone juices out of it. Like, so yeah, I learned that lesson early. That you don't, you just flip them, you yeah, don't smash them.
Okay, fine.
All right. So, I mean, you put them on the grill at the thickness that you want, and that's what you go. You don't start smashing all the juice out of them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, so that's my burger story, man. That's a that's I started learning about burgers at an early age.
I can see. And I'm sure they are delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't smash them.
When you don't smash them.
Noted.
So, doctor.
The grilling begins.
The grilling begins.
That pause was the pause of me going, oh no, here it goes. He didn't forget.
Yeah. So, doctor.
Yes.
As we go, I mean, burgers, you know, we're talking about ground meat. So, you know, what kind of like fat to lean ratio are you looking for with your burgers?
You know, I prefer the 80-20. The 80-20.
Why is that?
That's because they actually taste really good.
Oh. Oh.
The fat. It's all about the fat content because that's what makes it juicy. That's where all the juices are.
Right.
So that's what I prefer, and that's what the kids prefer as well. And I think those make really, really good burgers.
Yeah.
Now, if by chance, if you're aiming for something more gourmet, then you add like a hint of ground chunk or brisket or even short rib, and that will also really help with the flavor as well.
Yeah. The ground chuck.
Yeah. Ground chuck.
Okay. Ah. Brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the things that make a good burger.
Right.
I've tried like the 90-10 and the 95-5. Those are gross. Like, why did they do this? Like, what happened to the juices? What happened to the flavor? What happened to the flavor?
Right. I guess maybe they should just go, you know, if you need 95-5, maybe just go ahead and cook a steak.
I think so. Get out of the burger game. The burger game is not for you.
All right.
80-20.
Right.
The 80-20 rule.
So, okay. So, let's go over. The doctor says 80-20 beef. And then we go, you want to gourmet it up?
Yeah.
Go ground chuck.
Yeah.
Brisket. And you said even short rib.
Yeah.
All right. I like it all. Good.
Have you tried that, yet? The short rib burger?
Yeah. I've tried short rib. I've tried the brisket and certainly ground chuck.
It's
so
delicious.
Had them all, yeah. And I typically mix them in together with the 80-20.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't go all ground chuck, all brisket, all short rib.
Very diverse.
Right. I add it into the 80-20.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
The beef. Yeah.
Noted.
All right. Okay, so what about when it comes to seasoning, doctor? Because I know that, you know, when we talk and you do your assignments, you always come back and you tell some good stories about seasonings. Now talk to us about seasoning burgers.
Now, I layer the flavor. That's what I do.
Layer the flavor.
That's right.
All right.
Because the burgers has its own flavor. But then I'm like, you know what will be good? Like, just for example, I wanted a barbecue burger. Those are my favorite.
Barbecue burgers?
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
All right.
Because I love barbecue sauce. That is my favorite thing in the world. I would take barbecue sauce over ketchup any day.
And the doctor is a sauce guy.
I am a sauce guy. I really am a sauce guy. Sometimes I can make those burgers so good where I forget to put the sauce and I'm thinking I have a sauce on there. And then I realize halfway through the burger, I did not put anything on there. Or sauce on the side. That's also my favorite thing to do, too. So for a barbecue burger, I have my barbecue mix. And so I'll just sprinkle that bad boy on it. I will go ahead and I'll take the, I'll go ahead and make it. I'll put it in while I'm not grounding it, but mixing it together.
Right, right. So you, yeah, you. So you, it's all the way through the
through.
Okay,
all the way through, and then I'll put some on top and put some on the other side as well. Mm-hmm. So when it's on the grill, it's just getting all that flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do anything generic on those bad boys. Mm-mm. They have a flavor. There's another flavor that I like. It's a roasted chipotle flavor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Getting fancy, mm-hmm. doctor. You're getting mm-hmm. fancy.
Mm-hmm. With a little bit of garlic with it, too. Oh, not a lot. Because garlic, you know, it gets on your breath. It's you want to impress people, not make people have bad breath all over you, all around you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So, it's all about what I'm feeling and how I'm going to layer that flavor in there. And I'll throw it in.
All right, doctor. I mean, yeah, I it sounds like you just recommending that whatever your flavors are, you know, throw them in there.
Exactly.
Feel good about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I know some people go as simple as just salt and pepper.
Why? That's just
plain. They just want all beef flavor. But
come on.
Jazz it. You can jazz it up.
Exactly. You know? It deserves to be jazzed.
All right.
That's all.
Yeah.
It deserves to be jazzed.
All right, doctor.
Ding.
Now
I should get another point. Should get like a point little button. Ding.
Oh, all right. Okay, so doctor, you know, there's this trend going around, you know, folks stuffing burgers.
So weird.
Yeah,
I know.
But you know, some of it's good. Some people, I remember even back in the day, folks would, you know, put the cheese in the burger before they cooked it.
Yes.
Put it between the two pieces.
That's right.
Just cut into it and it's just cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, doctor, how do you or would you stuff your burgers?
Well, you see, while I'm mixing it and matching it and doing this thing, I split it in half, just like you said, and I just put some cheese in it because my kids are cheese fans.
What kind of cheese?
Oh, they're American cheese fans. They're kind of bland.
That sounds kind of boring.
It's very boring. It's very boring. They won't let me experiment too much with this.
Now, me being like a blue cheese guy or a Gouda guy, what do you think about that?
Oh, I love that.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had Gouda for the first time not too long ago. That was so good.
Yeah.
So, so good. Heck yeah. Put it right in the middle while you're mixing and matching.
Yeah.
And also put it with your seasoning, too, so that way everything gets that flavor. Layer the flavor.
Layer the flavor. At my house, they're fans of jalapeno cheese.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think about that in a burger?
That'd be hot. Get it? Get it?
The doctor's hot today. All right, doctor. All
right. That was really good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, man, hold on. We gotta get through with this because the doctor, you know, he's patting himself on the back. He's probably gonna get an injury here. Shoulder injury.
I already got like a thumb injury. I don't need a shoulder injury also.
All right, doctor. So okay. So hey, man, I'm feeling it. So now we're gonna talk about actual cooking, doctor.
Okay.
You know, this is definitely a Pitmaster Grill Master on the Pitmaster Grill Master test.
Absolutely.
Right. So what temperature are we talking about? We're talking about ground meat, doctor.
Yes.
And what's that temperature that we gotta get to?
We gotta get to 145. Dun da da dun.
We know that's not your final answer, doctor. Final answer for ground meat.
It's ground meat.
Do you need to call him?
Oh no! Now I gotta call a friend. Poultry is 165. Ground meat is 145. At least well done.
Do you need to call a friend, doctor?
That means I gotta call a friend. I need to call a friend.
Need to call a friend.
Who you want to call under? Ken at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue?
Yeah, maybe you should ring Ken up over at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Let me see if I can find him at 5250 East 22nd Street on a corner of 22nd Street and Craycroft. Come on down and get your barbecue on. Let me see. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Ken? Ken?
Yeah.
I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Barbecue Edition.
What? Am I on air?
And you are on air.
All right.
So they're grilling me, no pun intended,
on
the temperature in which ground meat is done at.
Oh, for safety reasons. Well, you have to get ground meat.
Yes.
Well, doctor, that's 165 degrees. Anytime you're talking about ground meat, you know, if it was just plain like a steak or a roast, that'd be 145. But anytime you're talking about ground meat, it has to get to 165 degrees.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you better check it and make sure it's the right answer.
All right. Let me see. Let me go back to the show. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. I'm ready to answer.
Okay.
It's 165.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
All right. The doctor got it right. Ding, 165.
Ding, 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 ding. Yay. So you're trying to tell me that when it comes to steaks, it's 145, but ground meat.
Ground meat,
it's 165.
Yes, but you know the thing about it is to make sure that you know there's no foodborne illnesses or whatever. But a lot of people like their burgers rare, medium rare, medium rare, or medium or whatever, which is a lower temperature than 165 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, if you're doing that, you better make darn sure you know how that meat was cared for before you know, from the time you picked it up until the time you served it. So,
in other words, know the butcher.
Know the butcher, know the grocery store, know the, and just be certain.
Fair enough.
That's how you do. But, you know, according to most county food, you know, the folks that basically license restaurants and that, so I mean that's basically the rules,
that
the law.
Sense. That makes sense.
165 for ground meat.
And that's well done at 165?
No, it's not well done, but
it's 165.
Done. That's where you don't 165 for 15 seconds. You don't have to worry about foodborne illnesses.
That makes sense.
There
that
you go.
Makes sense.
There you go.
Cool.
All right, doctor. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not a 165 guy myself. I like mine to have a little pink in it.
Mm-hmm,
so
I do too.
All right. But I'm just telling you the right way.
Fine.
All right.
The safe way.
The safe way. All right.
It's all about safety here, folks.
All right, no grocery stores. We're not naming any grocery stores here. Okay. All right. So we talked about the temperature.
Yes.
And we talked about high heat.
Yes.
And the thing is, you're going to cook it in high heat, right?
You do. Direct high heat.
Direct high heat. I mean, you seal those juices in.
Absolutely. And don't smash it.
Yeah, don't smash it. So get it on there, seal those juices, and as the doctor says,
yes,
after his call, 165 internal temperature, ensure everybody's safe.
Exactly.
All right. Now, what about toppings and buns, doctor?
You know.
Now, just tell us, what are you doing at home with the toppings and the buns?
We like some lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
We like some tomatoes. I have a pickle fan at home now.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's a big, big pickle fan.
Yeah.
And some onions. She's also an onion fan. Don't get close afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
She's also an onion fan. And you know what I do?
What?
I throw that bad boy on the grill.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You grilling the onions?
I'm grilling them.
That sounds good.
I'm grilling it.
Ooh, doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. And the buns, too.
Yeah.
Butter those bad boys up, put them on the grill, too. Why not?
Why
Everything
not?
Right there. I don't have to turn on the stove.
No.
It's all right there. The crispiness of all of that. Ooh, those veggies. Nice, crisp.
Sounds great, doctor. Sounds great.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, you have my stomach rumbling over here.
Oh, and there's one more thing I do.
Tell me.
Bacon.
Bacon
on that bad boy grill. Yes.
Bacon.
That's right.
You're going to bacon on the grill too?
Absolutely.
All right.
You got to put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the perfect burger all there.
Yeah. There you go. Gourmet and again.
Exactly.
What kind of bacon?
You know, I did, hickory.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory is my favorite
hickory
flavor.
Smoked bacon.
Yeah, or maple. I haven't been able to find good maple in a while, but hickory or maple, those are my two. Yeah. Again, I love barbecue burgers. So therefore, in my head, barbecue bacon burgers. That's how it works. If you're going to have barbecue, you're going to have bacon. If you're going to have bacon, you're going to have barbecue.
All right.
I go to a friend's house and they'll have like a bacon burger and I'll be like, yeah, barbecue sauce. And they'll say, no, it's heartbreaking. I cry a little on the inside. Disappointed while I'm eating the burger. I'm like, this could have been so good with barbecue sauce. And a little bit more flavor.
All right.
And it should be more 80-20, not 90-10. I know the difference.
Yeah,
I'm a pit master.
You know, in training. You can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's dry, crumbling burger, right. You can tell, what is this? Okay.
You need to make a steak.
All right, doctor, I think you hit all the points.
Da-da-da.
I think you hit all the points, doctor.
Da-da-da.
All right, so
did I pass?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I think you passed. You hit all the points.
Cool.
You know, you made your one call.
I did. Yeah. I did. I phoned a friend.
You phoned a friend.
And now Ken's famous. Look at that. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Well, there you go, man. So, hey, I'd say all our listeners out there, you know, go on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know how the doctor did.
Oh, goodness. Now the audience is going to grade me.
Yeah, let us know what you thought about the doctor on today's show with these classic gourmet burgers.
I agree. And you know, if you're lucky, I'll also post a picture of my amazing bacon burger. If you're lucky.
Please do, doctor. Yeah. Please do post a picture.
Maybe I'll even have Ken try one, because for 3 years I've been a pit master in training, and he has yet to try any. You tried my pulled pork.
And it was great, but yes. Hey, don't hold your breath. You know, the doctor bringing me a burger in, man. The thing is, doctor always says, hey, I had you some ribs or... I cooked you a burger for whatever, but they ate it all. They ate it all.
Can't help it. I make it so good that the family just eats it.
Yeah, it's sort of like the dog ate my homework. Same thing. You know. The doctor.
He's the kid ate my food.
Doctor. Yeah, sure, doctor. Sure, you made it. Sure, right.
All right, I promise that you will have a burger of mine.
All right.
And I'll have bacon and everything else on it. It will be the Andre Special Bacon Barbecue Burger.
All right.
Doctor Burger.
I'll tell you what, man. It's always a pleasure, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And all you listeners out there, go out and craft your own burger stories.
Mm-hmm.
Get them burger stories together. Share them with us.
Mm-hmm.
Share them on our, share them on Instagram.
Please.
Share your stories.
Don't forget to share them on Spotify also.
In Spotify.
We'll listen. We'll watch it.
All
we'll read them. There you go.
All right. Thank you so much for joining in today on Get Your Barbecue on the Podcast here with the doctor.